Did you ever make anything else out of clabber milk besides buttermilk? Ever make clabber cheese?
No.
Have you ever heard of cottage cheese?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you ever have any other names for it besides cottage cheese?
No, because I've never fooled with them much. I've seen these children deal with them. I give them the money to go get them. And they'll fool with the cottage cheese.
And you have a kind of pie that's cooked in a real deep dish, like an apple. If you make it with apples and a crust, you call it an apple
pie.
Have you ever heard of a cobbler? An
no.
apple cobbler?
No.
Okay.
I've heard of apple crust.
Have you ever heard of a deep dish apple pie?
Yes, ma'am.
But how's that different from just a regular apple pie?
You've got more apple.
Mm-hmm.
More of everything. It's more thicker. It's straight. A little apple pie, it must more than egg custard or tater crust. Well, you go on up there then and make it deeper in that pan, that's for you to cook a man like me.
Do you ever call food vittles? Did you ever hear that expression? Vittles for food?
No, I might never know that, but I always said I was food. I was served. I was rice.
And you know, something that it's kind of an extra little thing that you pour over foods, like if you have roast beef or chicken, sometimes you put flour in what's left over and you make, to go on biscuits, you have biscuits and...
Well, you get biscuits.
Mm-hmm. Like if you have fried chicken and biscuits one day, you take some of the grease from the chicken that's left over and put, you know, the little chunks that are left over, and you put flour in it to thicken it up, and you pour this stuff over biscuits and rice. Do you ever make gravy?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's an idea. Gravy you could make down the way.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could... Mm-hmm.